Good morning. Thank you for coming this morning. It's great to see so many people interested in global health. So I'm going to be talking about a new network that's an interesting collaboration. Many of my co-presenters up here have talked about how to do global health, and most of their experiences ring true in my experience of doing global health for the past 30 years. So this is a collaboration that ostensibly started with the CDC, and we've rapidly developed a new research network that integrates with several existing CDC programs. As you'll hear, the primary partnerships are displayed on the slide up here, but this is a network, and as you all know, networks extend pretty rapidly into all of our partner institutions and our partner institutions, et cetera, which is what makes a network work. So what is the global network? So the official name is the Global and Territorial Health Research Network, which we reduced to being the global network. It's a component of the CDC's Prevention Research Centers program, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a few moments. But it is essentially a network of academic, community, and public health partners that do public health research, and we particularly engage with global settings. So as a start, we began about a year ago, and we're funded through a cooperative agreement through the CDC, which means the CDC is involved in the work that we're doing, and they're an active partner rather than simply just a funder. We at the University of Rochester are the coordinating center, so we organize the overall efforts, and there are three collaborating centers, which include the Yale University, University of Illinois Chicago, and University of Rochester. We all have individual research agenda that we focus upon. We have two implementation partners, the University of Puerto Rico and University of Hawaii, as representing the RTERN network. And we have several affiliated networks or members who are other networks or other institutions that are part of the Prevention Research Centers program that have interest in global health. So the purpose of our, these aren't really question marks, those are supposed to be bullets. Something happens in the translation from Mac to Windows here, and that's interesting. So at any rate, the purpose of our network is really to build public health research partnerships among institutions in the U.S., in the U.S. affiliated locales, and in partner countries. So we have this bi-directional, multi-directional network where we're trying to learn from global settings about lessons and preventive policies that we may be implementing in the United States, and a bit vice versa. We as a network develop joint research priorities that can change over time, and we're very interested in translating effective public health policies both in the countries where we're working and in the locales where we're working in the United States. So we're a core part of the Prevention Research Centers program of CDC. The Prevention Research Centers are scattered throughout the United States, as shown in this diagram, and have a variety of different focus areas that predominantly relate to health behaviors, health education, reduction of chronic disease. So we fit within that network, and we're part of that network because we all represent PRCs ourselves. So with that focus, we proceed with our global interests. So the guiding principles of the global network, we are multidisciplinary, so that means and we're actually multi-ethnic, multinational. We represent a range of genders, disciplinary interests. So it's a very, very diverse group of people. And that we do effective research and community partnerships because we're representing all these different areas, and that actually is essential. We are based on the fact that community engagement is very complicated. It's not a straightforward shot. This is not a linear process. These are long-term partnerships and relationships that are take some experience in how to implement. Effective communication and clear communication is essential when we're crossing cultures and communities and crossing disciplines. So we're working with, there are basic scientists involved, we have health education people involved, applied people, we have social scientists, physicians, medical-oriented people. So communication amongst ourselves and communication within the communities where we're invited to work is essential. And all of this exists within a scientific framework that's predominantly ecological in nature, but is also guided by other types of health behavior models. So in the first year, we've activated the network, which basically is that means that we're stimulating the research that goes on in our individual collaborating centers. We're driven by a logic model that I'll show in a moment. We have a website that I would direct you to, globalresearchnetwork.net. We've presented the thematic network to the other PRC partners and to other organizations and to conferences such as this, so other people know what we're up to, and if they're interested in becoming involved, they can let us know. And we're implementing all our individual activities and our collective activities. So this is our logic model. I'm not going to go into it in any detail, but just to tell you that we have one. So there is a philosophy in terms of how we're proceeding, and we have an evaluation plan that goes along with this logic model, ultimately culminating in health, community health improvement. We can't actually evaluate that level, so we're sort of over in this area where we're implementing projects that relate to research in communities. And backing that out, those projects relate to the development of the network and the partnerships, the investment in resources, and in a range of activities that include lots of networking type things like meetings, collaborations, talking, all those types of things. So we held a kickoff symposium last spring in Rochester that engaged our partners from around the world and locally, and involved a variety of experts that came to Rochester and sort of helped us kick off. And what's interesting about our networks, like I mentioned before, all of us bring our own networks. So within our institution, we have formal relationships, but all of us as scientists and collaborators have our own networks. So we're bringing our own networks into this network as well. So it was very interesting to see a lot of our partners from other projects represented in this initiative. This was the agenda for that conference. It reflects the focus areas of what we were particularly interested in looking at, and this all stimulated discussion and collaboration. Lots of presenters from the different participating universities and from CDC. It's just a picture of the core members of our network. So the three collaborating centers of the core of the network, and the University of Rochester's network focuses on technology, behavior change, and chronic disease prevention. We have three projects, one in the Republic of the Marshall Islands and one in the Federated States of Micronesia, one in Puerto Rico. Marshall Islands and Micronesia have the second and third highest rates of diabetes in the world. So our projects end up focusing on technology and diabetes in those areas. Puerto Rico is interested in genetic testing and providing technological innovations that help reach people with the opportunities and the risks of genetic testing. So our projects are all in a formative stage. We conducted formative research this year, and we're moving into intervention research next year. Our partners at the University of Illinois Chicago are focusing upon policy development around cervical cancer prevention, predominantly visual analysis, BIA. There's a poster about that in a session after this session, by the way. And they're working closely with the Peace Corps as an implementing partner in their work. Our partners at Yale are interested in telemedicine and looking at telemedicine and diabetic retinopathy prevention. And their partners are in India at a variety of institutions that provide care in India, and they're looking to bring some of those lessons back to poorly served areas of Connecticut, where this would be a helpful intervention to have as well. All of us are looking for opportunities to bring the lessons back to the United States and to communities of need, and the selection of our partners relate to that priority. As a network, we've identified cancer, particularly cancer affecting women, so breast and cervical cancer is our priority as a group. And so we do have a publication that recently came out, a scoping study, looking at the reviews of existing reviews of breast and cervical cancer. And bottom line, I would urge you to read this if you're interested. Bottom line is most of the research, particularly around breast cancer, that surrounds recommendations for developing countries and low and middle income countries, is derived from research that doesn't come from those countries. So that is an issue. And we're focusing on that as a network over the next few years. But essentially, this is a network. And like we know, networks are expansive and they're complicated. And we'd like to maximize our network, so we're bringing in other funding sources. We have new funding sources that will be coming in to our existing partnerships. We connect everybody that we can possibly connect, including many of you who may be interested in this type of an approach. Part of it just relates to the fact that we think by knowing one another and having shared interests, that helps us all do the work that we're trying to do, which helps improve the world. So this is our website, www.globalresearchnetwork.net. These are the key people. However, we have a variety of people that are involved in this network. I think we probably have about 30 or 40 people involved at this point. One final thing, I do know that people involved with our network are here. So for those of you who are involved with the Global Network, if you could raise your hand so people could maybe talk to you. We have CDC folks, we have our implementing partners over here. So we have some of the people represented here, and feel free to talk to any of us about the network at the end of the session. Thank you.